Let's talk about the brand new videos that are being released by the company MyHeritage. I just downloaded the app, and this is not an advertisement for the app, but if you want to check it out, that's on you. But you've probably seen, and I posted some of the videos of Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman and W.E.B. Du Bois and Booker T. Washington and others. And I have mixed feelings about it, and I just want you to hear my thoughts and feelings, and feel free to share your thoughts and feelings as well. It is fascinating to see our ancestors moving after, you know, a lifetime of us never seeing them on film. But I don't know if that's okay. Just let me talk about it. Let's unpack and explain it, all right? This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
I don't know if you've had a chance to hear it, but there's a brand new podcast exclusively on Spotify, and it's hosted by Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen, and you really should give it a listen. You might not expect these two people to have a whole lot in common, but they're actually close friends whose lives have crossed paths in many different ways. And you might have heard me say this before, but I didn't actually expect that I was going to like the podcast, but it's fascinating. It's called Renegades, Born in the USA, and we get to eavesdrop as they reminisce about their hometowns and role models, as they explore manhood and fatherhood, and examine the sometimes painful distance between the American dream and the American reality. They chronicle their stories of growing up in this country, and they connect their experiences to the larger search for community and truth. Don't miss Renegades, Born in the USA. You can listen for free only on Spotify. Check it out and let me know what you think.
The Breakdown.
So, like millions and millions of people, I saw these videos posted this weekend, first of Frederick Douglass, then of Harriet Tubman, then of W.E.B. Du Bois and of Booker T. Washington. And they're not just videos of black folk. People are uploading photos to an app called MyHeritage. And you can check it out, you know, see what you think about it. But a lot of people are actually uploading photos of their parents who've passed away, particularly people whose parents or grandparents or great-grandparents passed away a long time ago. A lot of people are posting photos of their loved ones. And it's not just black folk who are using it. I see Mark Twain, Abraham Lincoln, all types of authors and poets and artists. And in essence, people are uploading, if you can find a quality kind of front-facing photo, you upload this photo, and this app, MyHeritage, uses software to create a video, a simple video of your loved one or the person you admire, whoever it may be, from the image that you share. And in some ways, it's what we've been calling deepfakes. And if you aren't familiar with the term deepfake, it's a huge phenomenon right now on the internet where artificial intelligence technology can take photos and images of anyone and make them talk and move and say things that they did not talk or move or say. And a lot of people are afraid of what this technology is going to do, because some of the videos that are created, not just the ones of Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman, but some of these deepfake videos look really, really real. And a video could go viral or could be used for some type of evidence or something that people could doctor. I had someone in my comments say, police are going to use this to doctor videos of police brutality to make it look like somebody did something that they didn't do. And And all of that is true. In America and in this world, when there is technology, people will find a way to use it for evil. It's just, it is the, that's not me being pessimistic. I'm an optimistic guy. It's just the way this world works. And like, I remember Twitter. I was early on Twitter. I was one of the first few hundred thousand people on Twitter and on Facebook. I remember when Twitter was a really fun, nice place. Like, I'm talking about like 2007 and 8, when there was virtually no racism, virtually no hate, and even very few arguments. It was overall a cordial and friendly and respectable place. Now, no one would use those words to describe anything on Twitter. It is a cesspool of hate and bigotry and misogyny and so much more. It's of lies, you know, rumors, gossip. I remember before it was any of that, and I loved it. It was a wonderful place to connect with strangers, to do good work. I did a lot of good stuff on Twitter all the way back in 2007, 2008, 2009, before it became something really disgusting. And that's kind of how I feel about this app and the videos. I will admit, I can't stop looking at them. They are fascinating. And as a historian, as a human being, really, my brain is hardwired to know that unless we get to see people in the afterlife, in heaven, that I will never get to see Frederick Douglass move. I will never see a video of Harriet Tubman. I will never see a video of Booker T. Washington, because they existed in a time and space, not all before film. Certainly there are no films of Frederick Douglass, but they existed in a time and space where film was almost completely elite and rarely used for African Americans. It was cameras were rarely used to capture the life and images and beauty and pain of Black people. And to see Frederick Douglass move his face, to see Harriet Tubman move her face, it's fascinating and profound, but also eerie and maybe inappropriate. It has brought them to life in a way that I don't know is okay. And forgive my ambiguity here. I accept. Yes, it is. Now, I see people on my timeline right now saying they were brought to tears by it, because for them, it was a profound moment for them to see Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass and Du Bois and Washington and others, to see them in that way. I see many people say they were moved in their soul to see it. And I see other people say, this is not okay. This is an abomination. This is wrong in every way. And I think everybody's right. I think it is fascinating. It is moving. Like, I have a deep admiration in my soul for Frederick Douglass. And to just see him in this way, it's profound. But at the same time, I know that it's not real, and that it's created with modern technology. And there's a part of me that's worried that it's only not a matter of years, but a matter of hours or days when it'll be abused. And many people, for religious and spiritual reasons, and this may sound strange to you, but in many cultures, people see these images being created as gravely inappropriate on a spiritual level. And Yet I see other people, including children, say it, the animation of these icons brings these leaders to life for them in a brand new way. So I'm deeply conflicted. I love anything that gets us talking about Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman and W.E.B. Du Bois and Booker T. Washington. Anything that gets us talking about our leaders and our heroes is great. But this is uncomfortable. And yet, I can't quit looking at them because it's just a glimpse of our legends in a way that I never, ever anticipated. If you're listening to this on Instagram, I'd love to know what you think. If you're listening to it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, thank you. All of you may know that we are in a big, big push to get new members at the North Star, and you can join us right now at thenorthstar.com. Over 500 people have joined just over the past few days alone. We're pushing to get thousands of new members. It'll allow us to not only survive, but grow and thrive. And if you listen to this podcast and you love this podcast, we are fully funded by everyday people just like you, and we need your support. We only exist because everyday people chip in $10 at a time to support our work. And if you go to thenorthstar.com, you can become a monthly member. You can become an annual member. There's no contract. You can cancel at any time. We have a brand new website that we just launched this past week, and people love it. People are commenting and enjoying it. You can manage your account on the back end better than you've ever been able to do before. So please, please join us at thenorthstar.com and let us know what you think. I posted an article about these photos and images and videos and all of that. You can comment right there also at thenorthstar.com. Take care, everybody. Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone. Momentum.